Mrs. Brown ignores him. As a secret Santa, you'll be leaving hidden notes for the person whose name you've picked. Little gifts and surprises, things like that. Then, at our Christmas party, you'll each find out who your secret Santa has been. Mrs. Brown claps her hands at the fun this is going to be. Any questions? Mrs. Brown adds, looking over at Oscar, who waves his hand eagerly. The class groans. What if you pick your own name? Oscar wants to know. Mrs. Brown thinks for a moment. That is a good question. I suppose the best thing would be to put the name back in the hat and try again. I look over at Oscar. Sometimes he is sort of smart. He's about Sammy's height, but with a permanent suntan, as the American kids sometimes describe our color of skin. Oscar is actually only half Dominican, on his mother's side. His father, who's originally from Italy, works at the Italian embassy, which is why Carla and I have always thought Mrs. Brown is more patient with Oscar than with the rest of us natives. It sounds like the Secret Santa game could be fun, although now that Carla is gone, there's only one other person whose Secret Santa I want to be. I lift my chain out from inside my blouse and put the little cross in my mouth. Somehow it makes me feel closer to God. Por favor, please, please let it be Sammy, I plead. But when I unfold my piece of paper, the name on it is Oscar Mancini. I consider folding the paper back up and pretending I picked my own name. But it seems like a mean thing to do, especially at Christmas.
You know, I think Anita's teacher, Mrs. Brown, is sort of racist toward the Dominican kids in her class. She always seems sort of annoyed with that boy Oscar, who's half Dominican. But Anita says she's actually nicer to Oscar than she is to the kids who are all Dominican. I don't think her attitude is very fair. Did you understand what it means that Oscar's father works at the Italian embassy? I'm not sure exactly what an embassy is, but I know it's a government building that's located in a foreign country. In this case, an Italian government building located in the Dominican Republic. Sammy's dad, Mr. Washburn, works for the American government, so he probably works at the American embassy. Make sense? Let's keep reading at the bottom of page 31, where it says, "The Secret Santa idea is short-lived."
The Secret Santa idea is short-lived. The next day in class, Mrs. Brown announces that due to some parental complaints,